It's the Burt Show.
So, Jen Hobby, you are flying to Florida this weekend to hang out with moms for Mother's Day, correct?
I will be in Florida this weekend. Yeah, there's a family friend's wedding this weekend I'm really excited about, and going to see lots of family and friends, and my brother's going down and all that stuff. So, yeah, it'll be cool.
Cool. What you got going on, Wendy? Your mom's here in town.
Yeah, my mom lives here in town, so spending most of the weekend with her, and then probably just going out with friends tonight, but not a huge weekend, not anything big to do, so...
Are you going to Nashville to hang out with mom?
Probably not. Mama Jo's here in Atlanta, so we're debating on when, if, and if there is any need to be on hand in Nashville to help with cleanup. So we're playing that by ear, but the plans are to stay here in Atlanta and celebrate with Mama Jo, because this is the month of Millie Pete. Her birthday is later in the month, and a lot of times our family makes a bigger deal about the birthday than we do the Mother's Day. So, yeah.
And Jeffrey from Mother's Day, what are you doing?
I just FedExed up some Healthy Trim.
That's cool.
That was really sweet of you.
Your dad told you to do that, right? I'm having a bittersweet Mother's Day here, man. Me and my mom had a falling out months ago. And, we're just not speaking to each other. In my family, these cutoffs are pretty common. And I always swore I would not continue this tradition of cutoffs, right? But my mom and I, it's just so freaking complicated to try to explain to you what's happened over the last couple of years between us. It's just impossible.
Well, you were a divorce trophy. For brand new listeners, you were pretty much a divorce trophy, correct? Isn't that what kind of started the strain?
I mean, yeah, but that was when I was 7 or 8 years old.
But that's where, I mean.
It sort of continued through the years. And my mom has just done things. She's just not a good mom. You know, there are some moms that are good at it. Some aren't. My mom is just really, really crappy at being a mom. And because she is, she does things that are hurtful. Either they're on purpose or not, but they're still hurtful nonetheless. So she continued that hurtful pattern, and I talked to her about it, and at one point she said that she couldn't go through this stress right now. So she said, I don't want to talk to you. Go on. So she did the cutoff thing, which I swore I would never do. And she also sent me an email one day that, for me, this was like the end point also. She's like, I was coming to her for some help with a problem, and she basically said, it's too stressful for me to deal with, so handle it on yourself, by yourself, and don't send me emails, and I don't want to talk to you for a while.
Did the problem involve her, or was it like...
It was her also. It was part of, like I said, it's so hard to explain all this. Part of a larger picture of her parenting and even today still just being crappy at it. So she's like, I can't deal with it. Goodbye. So then a couple of months, and she said, deal with it by yourself. Don't send me an email. Don't call. You're on your own on this, right? So A couple of months later, she sends me an email saying, I feel okay now. Now it's time that you and I can have this relationship again. And at that point, I was like, screw you, man. Like, now I'm on your timetable. And my feeling now is that, you know, it is a parent's responsibility to make sure that your relationship is okay with your kids. I'm going to do with mine. I will never cut off my kids. Never, never, never. So now I'm sort of digging in a stubborn way. But the truth of the matter is, like, I don't have any I'm so angry still that the cutoff was an option for her that I don't have any authentic feelings to have a relationship with her right now. Like, it would feel so fake to me. Mm-hmm. Like to call her up or have her come down, or I just don't have a lot of feelings for it.
You've said though that the ties are always so strong, even with your dad and with your mom, that like you still, as much as it can hurt you, will go back and go back for more and go back for more. Like you don't feel like there will ever be a final cutoff, because you thought that was that way with your dad, but then when he got sick, you were like, oh, well, he might be gone forever now, so maybe
I will not allow a final cutoff. I won't. Mm-hmm. But now, yeah, I won't allow it. I don't want to be part of that same problem that's been in our family for so long. But as I'm saying the words, I know I'm doing it.
Mm-hmm. And so what if you?
Go ahead.
I was just going to offer a suggestion. So you were going to, because I read about it on Facebook, and you talked about it earlier. But she mailed you a letter.
Yeah, she sent me a letter about 48 hours ago.
That's sealed, sitting on your kitchen table or whatever, and you haven't decided when you're going to look at it.
Right.
What if you called her without reading it? What if you called her on Mother's Day and said, you know what, Mom? I don't know what was in the letter. I haven't opened it, but here's the deal. We're all adults. We're all grown-ups, and life is short, so let's talk this through. And if she goes, well, I want you to read, or I want you to go over what's in the letter, I go, well, you know what? Tell me. Let's talk it through.
And my mom's a therapist, by the way.
That's weird.
That is really odd.
Successful family therapist.
Family therapist in New York City.
So odd. Okay.
I guess that's probably the mature right thing to do.
But don't read the letter. Like, even, yeah. Do you have a paper shredder at your house?
That's what I was going to suggest earlier.
Yeah, drop it.
I've got Hollis.
Yeah, seriously, drop it in the shredder or burn it, or so you don't even have the option to look at it, and then call her up and go, whatever you had to say in that letter, say it to me. And then you respond to it, and you're either, and let that be that.
I couldn't do that. I wouldn't be that strong. I would have to open it and read
I've watched Bert delete emails from people. He's like, it blows my mind. But he is the only person capable of doing it. But
that?
We were having email wars with somebody, and they wrote back to us, and Bert goes, you delete yours? I delete mine. Click. And I watched him. I'm like, that is forever! He's like, I don't need to read what he says. I know, but tell him you didn't read it, but read it!
Well, I give them that kind of power over you, that, you know. Mm-hmm. But here's how I would answer that. You know how, Jen, how you used to say, like, with your smoking, like, you just weren't ready? Like, you didn't want, you didn't have the desire to give up smoking? I really don't feel in my heart that I have a desire to be in a relationship with this woman right now, even though she's my mother.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know, I hear the words that Jeff's saying, and I know what the right thing is to do, and I've also taken the defensive end on this also and said, okay, if she passes away tomorrow, am I going to be able to live with this for the rest of my life? Because at that point, it's going to be too late. And I can answer that honestly and say, I have given so much to my mom, and she has provided so much pain over the years that I have given her everything that I can. That if she passed away, I feel in my heart that she wasn't capable of allowing me to have a relationship with her. No?
Well,
I just say that it's easy to say that, oh, well, I feel a certain way when your parents are still alive. Well, you don't know how you're going to feel when they pass away.
Right.
That shouldn't even be an option in your mind, because that's a whole different ballgame. Mm-hmm. You have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I'm living for the clean slate that when she passes away, that I could just live at peace with it. We've never been close,
I'm telling you, you just don't know.
Have that.
You just don't know.
Here's Jennifer. Hey, Jennifer, good morning.
Hi, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
I just want to tell you, I'm going through the exact same thing what happened for years, and don't feel guilty about it. I had this guilt for so many years that the relationship was the way it was, and I'm like, you know what? Now I have my own family, and I cannot feel guilty. The only thing you can do is focus on your family and your future, and just don't even hold that guilt. Don't let the guilt cloud of guilt come over you, because there's nothing you can do. Just let her be.
And you know, I got emails and I got Facebooks and tweets yesterday also from people that were saying, look, this, at the end of the day, this is still your mother, right? But the truth is that our relationship has been so crappy and so fractured since my birth that this is going to sound awful. I don't feel a whole bunch of love.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I feel like a gravitational pull. If Stacy's mom passed away tomorrow, that I'd be crushed. If Stacy's dad passed away tomorrow, I'd be crushed. If my mom passed away tomorrow, I don't know that I would have the same feelings.
I think you'd be surprised.
I don't know. It's been like this for a long time. Now, Melissa has had a parent that's passed away.
Yeah, I'm the only one in the room that's had a parent pass away, and I'm telling you that you just can't. You say that. It's the very same thing as you saying what to your parent. Like, you tell us all the time, we don't know anything about being a parent because we don't have a child. But once we do, we'll understand. And that's how I feel about, you know, anybody that says, well, I think I could be at peace with my parents. No, I mean, it's a whole different, it's just maybe, but maybe not.
But you were tight with your dad.
But there's still, but I think what you have a misconception. I honestly think you have a misconception about what a average family's like, because you assume, I think, that because a family's close, that means that they are close and feeling good about each other 24/7, and that's not the truth. Families ebb and flow when it comes to emotions. Sometimes they get on your nerves, sometimes they don't. Sometimes Millie, Pete, and I get in a fight, sometimes we don't. My dad and I, sometimes we talked and sometimes we didn't. I mean, it just, but we were close, we were still family. And so I think that, you know, when a parent dies, all of that is brought to the surface. And so, it's not like happy all the time. I think your case is extreme because of the cutoffs and because of just the intense negativity all the time. But I do think that most families, there's fights and there's, you don't get along, and there's sometimes you don't talk for a couple of weeks or whatever. You know
what I think happens too when people pass, and this will be $2.25 an hour, by the way, for what I'm about to say. But I think if somebody passes, and it seems gross to have that to have the conversation about your mom passing, because she's not even sick, but it happens. So there's instant forgiveness. Like the minute somebody's gone, whether you want to or not, there's a lot of forgiveness for all of the faults, because in the end, there's like an acknowledgement that they're just mortal, they're just human, and they make mistakes, and that's where it's going to get weird for you, because as soon as it happens,
well, there's nothing left. There's the thing is, there's nothing. The frustrating thing, and it lasts with you the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's never an opportunity. Like, I mean, you don't stop thinking about them. You don't stop feeling like they're in your life. It is just an unnatural thing to think that they're not here anymore. And every day there's something that comes up, and there may be times that you regret the fact that you can't say anything to them anymore. You can't talk to them anymore. You can't have any more resolution. You can't have any more fights. You can't have it in nothing. Nothing. And one of the things that's hardest for me for my father to be gone is the fact that I can't have any more conversations with him. And that's hard. And it never goes away. If something new happens, if something happens in the news, if something happens in my life, I can't share it with him because he's not here. He never met Katie Jo. That's a huge regret in my life.
Mm-hmm.
So it just because they pass away doesn't mean that they're not still a part of your life every day, because they are still a part of your emotion and your head games and everything. So it just because that happens, it doesn't disappear. There's no clean slate. There's no such thing.
Hey, Adam. Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, Bert. I just want to tell you, I think you're doing the right thing. I have a brother who has essentially pushed away every member of our family, including his grandfather. And there's only so much you can take, and you just have to take yourself out of it and hope that he realizes or she realizes what they've done wrong, and they'll come back to you, and hopefully things will be okay. And sometimes they do, and sometimes they don't. But you can't beat yourself up over it.
Thanks, man. Here is Summer. Good morning. One more call. Hey, what's up?
Good morning. Hey, you know, I think that one last call, just one last try, because you already know to expect that she might cut you off again. I had a friend who died in a car accident. A week before she died, we got into an argument, and I didn't hug her when she walked away. And that was 3 years ago, and that's all I think about. So, like, that one last ditch effort, it's your mom. Just try. And she's not acting like a mom by cutting you off, but one last try. You know what I'm saying? I that's what I think.
I know that letter screams to me every single day now. I mean, it's like 2 hours, like, I'm on my computer, and I'm like, okay, am I in the right mindset to go ahead and open this thing? And then I'll walk into the kitchen to open it, and then I'll lift it up, and I'll just put it back down. I just don't want to deal. It feels so exhausting to me.
Well, just focus on Stacey as a mom this Mother's Day, and Stacey's mom as, like, your surrogate mom.
I think your advice to me earlier this morning may be the one I actually take.
And about the celebrations?
There's so many great things in May that happen for my family. I've got Mother's Day, my anniversary, Stacy's birthday, Hollis's birthday are all in May for me. That to have this sort of like to deal with this now, I could put off till June and feel real good about that.
Just celebrate the good things in your life, because you don't want that dark cloud. I mean, if your mother says something really, really mean in that letter, that's going to hang over this whole month, which should be full of awesome celebrations for your family.
And she's very capable of that. That's why I haven't opened it. Mm-hmm.
Why don't you give it to me?
And then, you can stop the sentence right now.
And then I'll just tweak it, and then we will do it as a Mad Lib on the show.
We can just insert adjectives.
Lately, I have found you to be a very big noun, Melissa.
Bird Show. Listen, it's the Bird Show.
All right, so here is Aaron from Friday.
I have two teenage sons, and a couple years ago, I'd say about 3 or 4 years ago, my husband gave me a minivan for Mother's Day, and I thought that was just swell. However, in the last 3 years now, what I get is that minivan that is filthy because of the kids, detailed and cleaned. And what I've decided to do is, if I get that minivan detailed again for Mother's Day this year, I'm just going to stop doing stuff for them.
All right, so she told us she was going on strike.
Mm-hmm.
And based on some of the calls we took earlier this morning, it sounds like there are a lot of parents that are ready to go on strike.
Yeah. Not the only one. We have the Mother's Day vent line, so everybody gets to spill their guts on... Yeah, Aaron gets to spill her guts on the radio, but everybody else can call
404-255-3535.
And let the, like how I change my voice to sound like Wendy when I give it a phone number.
It's amazing.
And and vent there, because, you know, Aaron's special. She gets to vent to everybody.
But you guys can go there, and we'll play those messages back tomorrow morning, so you have 24 hours to do it. But yeah, we opened up the phone lines this morning. Moms were upset.
Angry.
Not a call from their kids, not a card, nothing.
An email.
An email.
How do you do that? You can't do that to mom.
Mm-mm. Here is, not Debbie, this is Aaron. And she's back. Hey, Aaron.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm well, thanks.
Okay, so how did it turn out this weekend?
Well, it's not as bad as I thought. I mean, I'm still gonna rant a little bit, but it didn't turn out so badly. My sons actually gave me a beautiful necklace for Mother's Day, and it wasn't a little cheap five and dime type of thing. It was nice.
Okay, good.
Beautiful silver necklace with a heart on it. Mm-hmm. I was really excited about it.
Very cool.
Now, like I said, it was good. It was bad. I mean, my boys came up and they did this, and evidently their dad told me that on Valentine's Day they had wanted to get me something, but they didn't have any money, so they didn't want to make that mistake again. So they've been saving their own money, putting it aside every week. And they've even done chores, and I didn't realize it when I was giving them little pennies and dimes here and there, you know, that they were going to use it for me. But they saved up all their money, and they bought me this beautiful, I'm telling you, I was thrilled.
Awesome.
Yeah, so I think I'm not going to go on strike so much, but I'm not exactly pleased with the husband.
Okay.
Because he detailed my van.
There he goes again. He's in the routine.
Yeah, and, you know, the only consolation I have in this whole thing is I'm raising children that one day will understand to give their wives Mother's Day presents because they probably heard me kind of ranting a little bit to their dad. But, you know,
what'd you say?
I got half of what I wanted.
Yeah, what did you
say?
What
did you say to your husband?
Well, I basically told him that it was his mother's fault that she should have raised him better.
Oh, that'll do it right there.
Oh, no.
But it's true. She should have told him, give your wife presents. Nobody likes dishwashers. Nobody likes minivans cleaned.
Now, do you and the mother-in-law generally get along okay, or you're just not a big fan?
Well, I don't think this will help. We're okay, but... we're not exactly the same kind of people, and this is the reason why.
Polite way to say that. Yeah, right. Not the same kind of people. I'm going to use that. That's good.
Right?
That's good.
So we're really just scratching the surface when you made that comment right. about the detailing thing, but it's more than that.
Well, it does open a new door, but that's okay. That's okay. As long as my next generation, my boys, are going to grow up and be very, very nice gentlemen to their wives and the mothers of their children.
Yeah, we had a woman call up earlier this morning that said her husband said to her, and they have kids, that I didn't get you anything because you're not my mom.
So they have three kids.
Three kids.
She birthed three of their children, and he said, I'm not getting you anything because you're not my mom.
How come whenever there's anger involved, it's always birthed? Like, normally those are her kids.
She pushed the baby out of her body, okay? Like, she deserves a card.
Right. Well, maybe she should have gotten that when she was having unprotected sex.
With her husband?
Oh, come on.
I'm just saying.
With her husband.
Details.
This is going to end up, you are going to end up in like a fight over a Thanksgiving Day dinner with your mother-in-law eventually. Because you can see, you can feel it kind of bubbling.
It might not wait that long. This kind of brought everything to a head. We'll see.
What did your husband say?
Yeah.
He didn't say anything. I mean, thank God he didn't say, you're not my mother, because he probably wouldn't have teeth. But he was just kind of like he is. I mean, you know, well, the kids got you that beautiful present. He told me he kicked in a couple $100 into it. Well, I don't know about that. I mean, it was silver, and they each came up with $100 each. So I don't know. I'm not going to talk little petty stuff like that, but... He couldn't defend himself, so he kind of whimpered away.
But he pitched in for the necklace, which I thought was sweet.
What she's saying is she's not really sure that's the truth.
Yeah, that was his, right. but.
But you see what had happened, Hayes.
See, honey, what you don't understand is.
Good morning, Eric. You're on the Burt Show. Hi.
Hey, the comment for her is, I mean, like y'all said, she's not his mom. As long as the kids are old enough to do something for her and have the means to do something for her, until that point, the dad needs to help the kids, you know?
Okay, so your school of thought also is you're the father, you are not the your wife is not the mother of you, so why honor her on that day?
Well, no, I mean, honor her. Don't let her lift a finger, but you don't really have to get her anything. I mean, that's the family I was brought up in. The kids go above and beyond on Mother's Day, but the father...
kind of off the hook. And the same thing for Father's Day. The mom doesn't really have to do anything for the father on Father's Day.
The key he's saying is exactly her argument, is that he was raised in a house where that didn't happen.
Yeah.
So she's trying to teach her sons that that's not how you treat women in your life, especially if they're the mother of your children.
Well, I mean, the father did detail her van. I mean, that's kind of like a backhanded gift. I understand that. I agree with you on that. But, I mean, you got something from him. You're not his mommy.
I know. As a husband, I like to honor my wife on Mother's Day. I don't care if she's my mom or not. She's not, but she needed to be honored that day.
Choose your battles. This is the mother of your children. Choose your battles, guys.
Really? I mean, you're going to dig your heels in on that one?
I know, right?
Come on.
What did he get your mother-in-law, his mom, for Mother's Day?
What did he get? Oh, yeah, well, he got her a nice little card and a little, grocery store bouquet of flowers.
Don't dog the grocery store flowers. Sometimes those are really nice. Don't dog those.
You got a better gift. Detailing is a lot more expensive than a bouquet of flowers from Kroger.
Hey, Jackie,
but
go ahead.
Let's remember the gift story. It's not what it cost. It's the thought.
Yeah.
Here's Jackie. Good morning, Jackie.
Okay. Good morning. Everything. I just wanted to say that my children are teenagers, and to me it's not about materialistic things. It's about spending time with me. And my kids spent the entire weekend with me, and that meant more to me than a necklace or flowers or anything could possibly mean. Mother's Day.
We got calls from people earlier this morning. It was an email. Dude was in Europe, didn't call her. What kind of excuse is that? Like, no phones in Europe.
And mothers don't attack each other. I mean, she's like, it's not, don't be materialistic. I think each family is symbolic of your appreciation for.
You know what they say is mothers are mother's own worst enemy.
I think if a woman feels appreciated all year round, then something simple like a card and flowers is plenty. Or even just a card is plenty. But it's like if there's this built up sort of anger and bitterness, if the family doesn't go over the top on Mother's Day, then that's when they're disappointed, right?
Maybe. I don't know. Hey, Sherry, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, good morning. Hey, guys.
Hey.
I have a comment and a question for the lady that's called in, the mom. My comment is, I have to agree, I'm a mother, and, I've been told, you're not my mother, and I hear that from other people, and I get enough during the year that it doesn't really bother me. I did get some flowers yesterday, but, a card detail is worth far more than a bouquet of flowers. I mean, that's really something that goes with a lot of thought. It's very nice, and if her husband's, paying attention to her the rest of the year during, her birthday, Valentine's, Christmas, then I think she should be more appreciative.
I got to tell you, we've been doing this show for 9 years now. That means we've covered 9 different Mother's Days, and this has never come up before that husbands wouldn't honor their wives on Mother's Day because they are not their mother. This has never come up before. I've never heard this theory.
Yeah, and I'm not even married, so my boyfriend gave me the flowers, but like my boyfriend and his son came over and did my yard for me. Little things like that just really mean a lot to me, and I just don't think she's very appreciative if she's getting, the other things the rest of the year.
I think it came up years ago when Stacey had Hayden, and we had this discussion because she was pregnant, I think, and then Mother's Day was coming up. And then we talked about it then.
He wasn't born yet.
Right.
He was still in her stomach. And it didn't register in my mind that she's still a mom. This is Mother's Day here. And I think I made that warning every year after that publicly. And I said, dudes, if you're a first-time daddy, I just want to let you know, if she's pregnant, she's a mommy right now.
Right. She's expecting a child and a gift.
Don't make the mistake I made.
This is The Bird Show. The Bird Show.
All right, let's get Darlene back on the voice disguiser. Now, she thought she was going to be able to pull this off. This sounds like too much. So her idea was, because my husband wants me to stay at home with the kids, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get up in the morning. I'm going to take the kids to daycare. Then I'm going to go to work.
One kid.
Then I'm going to go to work. Then I'm going to come on back before he gets home, pick up my baby. Be at the house waiting for him when he gets there. Cook him dinner every night. He'll never know anything different.
Food on the table ready.
No problem.
She was going to practice this on Thursday and Friday, too, before she even started the job on Monday.
So, yeah, she got this job that he didn't have any idea about. She was supposed to start it yesterday. So Darlene is back. Good morning, Darlene.
Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning.
How are you?
Hi. I'm good. Thank you. How are you guys doing?
Okay.
Good.
Now, Wendy said that you were going to practice this on Thursday, Friday. I don't remember that part of the conversation. So what was the plan?
Well, the plan was that I was going to start my son in daycare a couple days before I actually had to start my job, just to see how it would go. And I was supposed to start my job yesterday, and I brought my son to daycare last Thursday. And I cried the entire time. I dropped him off. I cried. I went home. I cried. I didn't know what to do with myself.
Really?
And, wow. Yeah. And I picked him up, and I picked him up very, very quickly. I only left him there a few hours, and I couldn't stand it. So it was just all that I could think of that day was maybe my husband's right. Maybe I'm not cut out for this. Maybe I should be. Maybe this is right for me to be the stay-at-home mom. So I didn't start my job. I couldn't do it. I called him up and I told him thank you and no thank you.
Complete and total change of heart. So you don't even want to try working for one day.
I couldn't leave him. I couldn't do it. What if I miss everything? What if I miss, you know, him saying a new word or...
Well, he'll say it again.
What's that?
He'll say a word again. Like, people are like, oh, first step. So guess what? They're going to be walking their entire life.
Oh, well, Jeff.
Are these your words, though, or are these your husband's words? Do you really feel this, or is this your husband talking?
I guess it's both. You know, I mean, this is how I was raised as well, and, you know, my mom was home with us. So I just couldn't do it. It wasn't in me. I guess I'm just not that person.
Okay. I mean, I kind of see where Bert's going, because you were so passionate about being a working mom last week, and so it's such a 180. Mm-hmm. And it's simply from dropping your child off at daycare for an hour?
I can understand that. A lot of parents go through this. That first day is the toughest, if you ask a parent in daycare. I mean, yeah, it's brutal. But you get past it because you have to normally. She doesn't have to, you know? So I could see why you would give into it and say, look, I just don't want to go through that.
I don't know. Maybe because the friends that I did tell, they kind of were talking me out of it. And I don't know. The more I thought of it, the more I thought maybe this is just the wrong move right now. Maybe in the future. Maybe if I prep my husband and talk to him, you know, more on this situation. Maybe down the road when our son's a little older. I don't know.
Here's Linda. She wants to give you some advice. Hey, Linda. Good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Okay.
I just wanted to tell Darlene to hang in there, that the best is yet to come with her son. And yes, motherhood can be isolating, but there are many, many ways to connect with other mothers that are in the same situation, and that can be terribly, terribly rewarding. Just wait till her son starts bringing home that artwork and showing all the work that she's put in. And whatever she does, make a decision with her husband. She can't make it on her own anymore. She's married.
Yeah, that was never going
to
work.
That's a great point. Have you tried, Darlene, have you tried to do like play dates with other moms or set up some sort of group activity with your son?
Not really. No, I suppose I should look into that. I don't really know much of what's going on.
Well, I know they do like swimming, like mommy and me, like swimming classes and music classes and gymnastics. And there's tons of different stuff you guys could be doing together. And then you're connecting with other moms and maybe having more adult conversations, which will keep you from wanting to pull your hair out at home, you know?
Here's Melissa. Good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning. I just wanted to say that what she's going through is normal. If she wasn't missing him and worried, she would be abnormal. But she's neglecting herself, being selfish for not trying to get out there and have a normal social life. I mean, she's going to go through that for 2 or 3 days. That's normal, but it will get better. Believe me, I have 2 kids.
It just seems that, Darlene, that you're soul-searching. I mean, you're searching what kind of mom you want to be. Because, I mean, this is the conversation we had last week, both with you and producer Tracy, on you got to figure out what kind of mom you want to be that makes you fulfilled and makes you a better mother. And so, you know, it's like we said last week. I mean, stay-at-home mom, working mom, I hate when they're pitted against each other, because I don't think it's a competition. I think it's, you just have to know yourself and know what, when you're comfortable and when you're fulfilled and happy, your child will be too. And so I think that it just sounds like you're trying to figure out. At one point, you thought you were a stay-at-home mom, and now, I mean, I'm sorry, wanted to be a working mom, and now it seems like you are leaning toward stay-at-home mom.
Well, I guess I'm just trying to figure out what it is that I, what it is that I want. I was never really passionate about anything, and I got married, I had a kid. I mean, that was it. That is what all I've known.
Mm-hmm.
So I suppose everybody's right. I should go out and search for some courses or something.
Have you considered putting your baby up for adoption?
Here, hey, Jennifer.
Yes.
Hey, here we have Darlene, who thought that she wanted to be a working mom, puts a baby in daycare for one day, and couldn't even do the entire day, and now has had second thoughts, and now she's thinking, okay, stay-at-home mom thing, not so bad.
Yeah, I don't buy it. And I stayed home with my son for the first 2 years. I was miserable. I have a second son now. I'm working 2 days a week. I cannot stay home full time. I know exactly how she feels, and I feel bad for her because I think she just, whether it's getting a babysitter for a couple hours a week or something, but she's not going to be happy staying home. You don't take all those drastic measures and then, you know, pull out that day you're supposed to start a job and then just switch back.
That's what Melissa's nodding her head yes also.
Yeah, because I think you're going from one extreme to the other. Mm-hmm. And it may not be a job. It's like what Jim and Wendy were saying. It may not be a job that is going to fulfill you. But I do think that where you were before made you miserable. So by going back to what you were doing before, I don't say you're going to be happy now. Again, from just the 1 hour that you dropped your kid off at daycare.
I think that maybe I felt guilty about not, I definitely felt guilty about not speaking to my husband about it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking if I just talk to him and let him know eventually that I did get my degree, I can eventually find another job or maybe a part-time job, maybe mm-hmm. not a full-time job. Maybe I'm just not ready for that yet. Maybe what that woman just said, she works a couple of days a week. I mean, how does she do it? I mean, I guess people do it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Especially because you're in a very envious position in that you don't need the job. So you don't have to really pigeonhole yourself. It sort of opens things up for you. You can go out and you have the time to find the exact right job for you and your family situation. A lot of people don't have that.
Right.
Let me take one more call. Good morning, Stacy. You are on Q100. Hi.
Hi. Just quick comment from a stay-home mom to now a working mom. Just take the time you have to be a stay-home mom right now and cherish it and take every moment, because before you know it, you'll be at that first day of kindergarten and you can go back to work and you're going to look back like I do right now and just wish I was home with these children right now, going to mom's groups, going to play dates, and be glad, like y'all were saying, that you have the choice to be home. So just take each moment at a time. Enjoy the stay-at-home mom time you're in now. You'll be a working mom again before you know it.
I'll tell you what, either way, your plan was never going to work. There was no way.
No.
You would have exhausted yourself the timing wouldn't have worked out one day. There's just no way it was going
to
work.
I think you've got to talk to your husband about this whole issue.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you've sort of worked this out, you know, from start to finish on your own, and he's not been included in any of this.
Right.
No, I'm working up the courage. I am.
All right, Darlene, thanks for sharing with us. We appreciate it. Good luck either way, all right?
Good luck.
Thank you so much for the advice. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Get it? The Bird Show.
Normally in these ads, you expect somebody to ask you to buy something. But this is something different. I'm Julian Barnes, and I'm a reporter for The New York Times. I'm a national security reporter, and that means I'm reporting on military operations. These are fast-paced, quickly moving situations. What exactly is happening on the ground is often shrouded in mystery, but we turn to trusted sources, satellite imagery, and expertise built up over years in order to ferret out the facts that wouldn't otherwise come to light. I'm here to ask you to seek out a news source that does firsthand fact-based reporting. If it's your local paper, great. If it's The Times, thank you. Because where you go for your information matters.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Sent a Mother's Day gift to my mom, and she got it on Friday.
Aww, that's sweet.
Sweet Jeffrey. Yay.
Same thing I sent last year.
Yeah, same thing?
Wait, what?
Yeah, a little gift basket from Mrs. Fields. cookies.
What is Mrs. Fields?
Cookies, and brownies, and stuff, and they probably come in a tin shaped like a bouquet of flowers or something.
Mm-hmm. And so that's what your mama likes, right? Mm-hmm.
Yes. But
I thought for sure you'd go to like one of those ceramic places and make and some
paint something, paint your own pottery thing.
Make like an ashtray or spittoon, something for
her. Spittoon. Shot glasses with her monogrammed on it. Laser hair removal. But every year I get like that's what she gets, some version of a confection for Mother's Day. Like brownies, cookies, whatever, blah.
Yeah.
Because that's what she likes. My dad, however, he gets treated better, I think, for his birthday and Father's Day than my mom gets treated for Mother's Day and her birthday, only because he is easier to buy for. And I wonder if they notice that. Like, I wonder if I should be feeling guilty.
Do you think moms just are just, you know, it's like when the bar is set so low for like a child, like a 3-, 4-, 5-year-old, that anything they get is the greatest thing. Does that ever go away with a mom? Even when their kids are like 30 something?
I have the opposite problem, though. I have a much harder time shopping for my dad than I do my mom. I think my mom is way easier to shop for.
Do you ever feel
good? There's way more categories to shop for. She's got way more interest. My dad is like cigars and golf.
Yeah.
Like, and if I, you know, and he's got every gadget under the sun in each of those categories, so I have a harder time with him.
That's how my mom is. She just has like real basic interests, like the stuff in the garden, you know, like takes care of the yard.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much it.
I would just think that parents wouldn't really care what the present was so long as there was some kind of honoring. Maybe I'm wrong. 404-741-Q100.
Well, like, you're a parent. How do you feel?
Well, my kids are still young, though, so anything that Hayden or Hollis draws for me is the greatest thing ever.
Sure.
But when I'm like in my 50s or 60s and they're in their 20s or whatever, I don't think that I would really care, but maybe it is different.
Even a heartfelt card's probably going to mean more than a new, you know, shirt or whatever it is.
Yeah, I don't think it would even matter. I'm not really sure, but that's
maybe I should have Hayden and Hollis draw a picture for my mom if they're really that great. Right. Like, if those pictures are as great as you say they are, Pops.
But they're not. That's a beautiful thing. It's like they could be totally out of line. They don't. It doesn't matter as long as they're giving you something that says Happy Mother's Day or Father's Day on it. But I do wonder, like, if when you get older,
like I gave one year,
if your parents are like, you know, you should know me a little bit better.
Because my dad likes to, you know, play blackjack and sit at, like, the tables and at the casino and stuff. And my mom goes with him, and she'll play the slot machines while he whatever. So a couple years ago, for his 70th birthday, we got him plane tickets to go out to Las Vegas. And then I had a friend who was out there buying me $75 chips.
Cool.
And I gift-wrapped those, so he had one for each year, you know, 70.
Oh, that's cool.
So I bought him, and that was like a real, I mean, that was an expensive gift, you know what
no
I mean?
Kidding.
But I gave it to him, and I thought that was really cool. But I can't give something like that to my mom because, like, it wouldn't have the same meaning because she doesn't gamble. Like,
do you find you can give gifts better to the parent you're most like? Because you're probably most like your dad.
Yeah, it might be the case.
Maybe it's easier to get gifts for him because you have, like, similar interests or you're more
it could be.
Like him?
Uh-huh.
Here's Deb. Good morning, Debbie. You're on Q100.
Hey, good morning.
Hi.
Good morning.
Hey.
No, I think the kids seem to expect that mom likes a card, mom likes, you know, whatever I give her because she's always been easygoing about it, and I think I reached my limit this year.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
What happened yesterday?
Not much.
Oh, no, nothing at all.
Boy. How old are your children?
I got flowers from my husband and a card. That was very nice, and he attempted to take me to breakfast, but every place was so crowded, we were like, eh, because it was just the two of us.
Mm-hmm.
One went out at, oh, gosh, I think it was about 5 o'clock and came home and said, here's your card.
Bought it that day.
Oh, so it's last minute.
Mm-hmm, dairy, yeah. And all grown up should have known better.
Mm-hmm.
One is, you know, he's out of town, and I got an email that said, would have bought flowers except I'm broke.
Not even a call.
Which, oh, he can't. He's in Europe.
Okay.
But anyway.
Military in Europe? Because I think they have phones there.
No. He didn't, and I kind of didn't expect a phone call. But anyway, and then went to dinner with the third one
They're not even children anymore. They're just the third one.
They're grown-up people. granted, just getting going, just out of college, you know, and all that kind of stuff. But this I'm broke all the time, you know, claim. You can do something. When I was broke, I used to be able to conjure up all sorts of stuff, you know, for my mom.
Well, this little topic has taken an ugly turn, Bert.
Yeah, you just needed to vent to somebody. You're bummed still today, right?
That stinks, because you've done so much and you need to be appreciated.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I decided I haven't said anything to anybody. I probably won't. But I think next year I'm going out of town and going to see my mom.
Good for you.
Yeah, you should.
Do you want? If you would like, I'll send you some Mrs. Fields cookies.
Oh, how nice of you.
I mean, you got to do something. I mean, you got to do just a little something. But what I'm hearing her say is that, no, it doesn't need to be anything big or over the top. It just needs to be some kind of honoring.
Something.
Yes. Hey, Liz, good morning. You're on Q100.
Email doesn't cut.
Hey, no. I'm 21 and I still draw my hand for my mom and write I love you.
Cute,
though.
That's probably the coolest thing she gets every Mother's Day also.
It is. I do it for birthdays also.
Good for you.
That's awesome. Yeah. Cute. Good for you.
Yeah, so I don't think it's I think it ever goes away. The bar is pretty set low.
But it's something.
I would like to thank our first caller today for making me feel better.
Yeah.
You three lousy kids can't even conjure up a phone call.
Yeah.
The Bert Show.